The MCAT Podcast, session number 4. A collaboration between the medical school headquarters and Next Step Test Prep, the MCAT Podcast is here to make sure you have the information you need to succeed on your MCAT test day. We all know that the MCAT is one of the biggest hurdles as a pre-med, and this podcast will give you the motivation and information that you need to know to help you get the score you deserve so you can one day call yourself a physician. Now, this week, we're going to talk about when to actually take the MCAT. Such a big question and has huge implications for your applications, but a lot of students don't think about it until now. We're gonna make sure you think about that. Let's go ahead and say hi to Brian. Brian, we're back here at the MCAT Podcast to talk more about the awesome MCAT. How are you doing today?
Doing well. Yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you. We're only 4 episodes into the MCAT Podcast now, and we covered some basics, and we're going to cover some more basics here with actually when to take the MCAT. Now, this is such a popular question because students struggle with scheduling all of their classes and fitting in all the prereqs and whether or not they need to finish all their prereqs before they take the MCAT. And obviously, MCAT scores need to be in for applying, and should you apply before your MCAT score is back? And there's just so many things that go into play here. So let's try to make this easier for students and give them some concrete things to think about when they should take their MCAT. What do you recommend for a student? Some generalities, and then maybe we can dive into some specific scenarios maybe, but some generalities around scheduling the MCAT.
Sure. So let's start with the short answer, because that's what students always want. When do I take my MCAT? Here's the answer. You take it in May, the calendar year before you want to start med school. So you go, I'm going to be a first-year med student starting in August, 2025. Okay, that means you take the MCAT May 2024, or, April or May. So that's the short answer, and there's an enormous asterisk on that. Asterisk terms and conditions apply, right? So that we can go into the details, but if you just want the bumper sticker answer, it is the spring or summer, the year before you want to start med school. That's the ideal time.
All right, April or May, the year before. And I like talking about that because it helps solidify things. You take it 3 months before you apply, but students might not know when you're supposed to apply to medical school. And so having that date of when you are assuming you're going to be a medical student and working backwards from that. So let's talk about that asterisk and things that students should be thinking about to work into that date.
Sure, yeah. So I gave the initial answer of working backwards. The reality is that you have to plan your MCAT by working forwards. You have to start by saying, when am I going to have the necessary stuff done? And if there's a single kind of bumper sticker fitted on a button kind of answer here, it is do not rush it. Do not rush it. Do not rush it. One of the most common mistakes that MCAT students make is thinking, I heard that guy on that podcast say I had to take it in May, so I'm going to schedule it in May. It doesn't matter if I'm ready. Doesn't matter if I've done the courses. I'm just going to go ahead and take it in May. That's actually the wrong way to think about it. Instead, what you have to say to yourself is, okay, what does the MCAT require? And I'm going to tell you real quick what it requires. 2, ideally 3 semesters of biology, 2 semesters of physics, 2 semesters of chemistry, 2, but you can get away with 1, semester of organic chemistry, a semester of psychology, a semester of sociology, a semester of biochemistry, and not required, but helps if you take 1 or 2 semesters of humanities, something where you're being forced to read really difficult humanities. So it's a lot of stuff. Essentially, if you started as a freshman in college, you could fill your entire first 2 years just taking all the courses that will really help you succeed on the MCAT. So you don't want to schedule this exam until that prerequisite coursework is going to be done.
You mentioned some 2 semesters, you could get away with 1 semester here. Maybe we should break that down into a totally separate podcast episode about what you could possibly get away with class-wise. What do you think that should be a separate episode?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, we'll break that down a little bit more because I think that's a very popular question that needs some time to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the things that students need to keep in mind as well as they're planning working backwards from when they want to go to medical school or start medical school and working forwards from their start of college, assuming that they know their pre-med and they know all about the MCAT and they know the classes they need to take. But those are a lot of assumptions there. But the other thing to think about moving forward is the fact that the MCAT score takes a month to get back on average. And so if you are applying to medical school, we'll say June, and you take your MCAT score, your MCAT in July, your score is not going to be back until August. And that may or may not delay your application. A lot of schools will wait until your MCAT score is back. In the application process, you're going to mark in your application that you have an MCAT test date that's outstanding, that you haven't taken it yet, or you have taken it, but the score's not back yet. And so schools may sit on your application and wait for that score to come back. So that's something else to think about that's important.
Yeah, there's always that tough balance with the MCAT, right? Because applying earlier is better, right? When you think about applying to med school, you don't say, what's the deadline? What's the kind of last date I can get my thing in? You say, what's the deadline for when it opens, right? What's the earliest I can get my application in? So earlier is better. But then, of course, you can't rush it, right? If you rush the MCAT before you're ready and it ends up costing you 10 points on the exam, you've just sunk yourself. And now you have to retake the test anyway. So you've got to do this push and pull between, have I done enough prep? Have I done my prerequisites? And will I be able to get the MCAT in to be competitive for the cycle that I want to apply in? And there's no right answer here, right? Everybody's got their own kind of life plan and their own timeline. But it's definitely something to, check out the medical school headquarters, right? Ryan, they should listen to your other podcast to get some real in-depth discussion about this pre-med application process.
Yeah. We talk a lot about it and some pitfalls that students fall into. But if you want to check that out, it's medicalschoolhq.net or the pre-med years in your favorite podcast application. All right, there you have it. Now you know when you have to take the MCAT so that you can make sure that you're getting the score you deserve, getting the score that you need, but also making sure that you're hopefully not delaying your applications, which is a huge part of applying to medical school. Is applying very early in the application cycle. So I hope you got a ton of great information out of that show and knowing exactly when to take the MCAT. Don't forget to check out Next Steps online class. Next Steps MCAT course has more of everything you need, more books, more online resources, and the world's best instructors, all for about half the price of a course from any other major test prep company. Go check them out at nextsteptestprep.com. Use the coupon code MCATPOD, that's MCATPOD, and you can save some money on everything you get over at Next Step as well. Again, that's MCATPOD. That coupon is only given out here on the podcast. I hope you join us next week here at the MCAT Podcast.